Well, every day for weeks now, New South Wales authorities have repeated the same message. The virus is being brought into homes by close family and friends. It's being passed from household to household, and it's being transmitted amongst workmates. But as the case numbers keep going up, it's clear that message just isn't getting through to everyone. Jihad Dibb is a state Labor MP in the seat of Lakemba in the Canterbury-Bankstown area, one of the hotspots. I asked him earlier what morale was like amongst his constituents.
Morale is really low at the moment. I haven't seen it like this, certainly in the 6 years that I've been elected, and for the many years that I've worked here as a local school principal. People are devastated because there's a situation where either some people have lost their job, or a vast number have lost their job. Most of the businesses here are family businesses, small businesses that have been built up, and they're really hurting, and that's where the struggle comes in.
How acute is the financial hardship people are facing? I mean, are people struggling for food? Are you seeing increased need for hampers and the like?
People are really doing it tough. Let's not forget, some will be fine, but there's a lot who aren't. And one of the local community groups that I know does so much with food hampers, they've gone up, I think, 60% just in the last couple of weeks. I was talking to another group that asked me to put something on my Facebook asking for donations because they just can't keep up. Oz Harvest, that runs a food hamper, has had to increase by an additional 100 hampers a week. You know, and these are people who are very proud, people who don't necessarily want to put their hand out just for the sake of it. That means they're desperate.
In terms of compliance to the lockdown restrictions, what are you seeing on the ground? Are people doing the right thing?
Look, from what I'm seeing, they are. And in the shopping centre, I don't see anybody in the shopping centre other than those who need to do it. I'm not seeing hordes of people anywhere. I'm seeing people wear masks. Ironically, people have been wearing masks outside before the announcement that says you've got to start wearing masks. People are not wanting to break the rules.
But clearly something's going wrong because the numbers keep going up. What do you think is the problem? Is there a problem with messaging from the state government, for example?
I think there's a number of things that we could do better, and messaging is so incredibly important. I've spoken about it before, particularly in the sense of multicultural messaging, and that's not to say that this is a multicultural. This is a problem for all of us to deal with. Even the messaging in English is really hard to understand. It's too complex. Let's just get it down to as simple as possible. This is what you can do. This is what you can't do. And this is why. And this is how you go about doing it.
So you think the rules have been too sort of complicated, ever-changing, and that they just need to be simplified. Is that right?
Well, look, I'll give you a really good example of one that caused an incredible amount of confusion. So you can go outside, but you didn't have to wear a mask, but you had to take a mask in case you came into contact with somebody. Like, those things are just too complex. Just say you either wear a mask or you don't wear a mask, which is now obviously the decision to say wear a mask when you go outside. And that can then also be then pushed out through the community much easier.
What do you think of the police crackdown that's coming, the additional patrols and the mask mandate in the eight areas most affected?
I think, like all things, it comes down to the communication. Now, this is a health problem. It's not a law and order problem. So let's make sure that we keep it as a health problem. But if that means that people are, you know, willingly doing the wrong thing, then obviously there's got to be a consequence. But if it comes in as a situation where this is about being heavy-handed and about looking for any opportunity, then I think that could actually be problematic. I've got to say, when the additional 100 were first announced a couple of weeks ago, there was an incredible amount of angst, and people were really upset. And some of the language that was used was I don't think, the best language to use. You know, started talking about the helicopters and the dog squad and things like that, basically made the place seem like there was, you know, like it was a lawless place. So it's got to be handled really delicately, but certainly we also need to make sure that people are doing the right thing. The overwhelming majority are not going out of their way to do something wrong just because they don't care.
It seems clearer than ever now that vaccines are going to provide the most viable pathway out of lockdown. Do we need more incentives for people to get the vaccine around the area that you represent?
Look, one of the things that people have raised with me, and I think it's a valid point, is, well, what's the benefit of having the vaccination? And I say, well, apart from the fact that it's going to, you know, make it much safer for you, this is what we need to do to get back to normal. But for some people, they can't sort of see too far into the future. And I might think, well, I've had my vaccination, but my life is still in lockdown. So there could be a range of different incentives, but one that I would think that we should definitely be exploring, and I'd love to see some health advice on this and whether they are exploring it, is the idea almost of making bubbles of people who have been vaccinated. So in that way, that actually acts as an incentive. So as a really good example, I can't see my parents, but they live within 5 kilometres. But if they were vaccinated, which, you know, I think mum's getting her second one, I think, next week, and I'm vaccinated, you know, can we look at the possibility that we can actually go and see each other, that, we can have some sort of a vaccination bubble, given that we're adhering to all the other rules? I think we've got to start looking a little bit outside the box, and I would really hope that there's something that's going on about that, you know, to say we can actually be together if we're protecting one another. And I'm sure that that could actually make a big difference.
That's State Labor MP Jihad Dib.